Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little midweek bite-sized political podcast on Wednesday, the 17th of April, 2024. And thank you so much for continuing to support me here on the podcast. And of course, my thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for their continued support of sponsorship of this daily show and weekly show and all the rest of the stuff that we put out. Okay, I want to talk to you a little bit about Mr. David Attenborough. Now, David Attenborough has been around on our screens a very, very long time, doing a lot of great wildlife programs about nature. But, of course, I consider him to be an enemy of humanity because he's very firmly ensconced himself into the whole, you know, climate change is the end of the world. We have to change our ways. Humanity is basically a cancer on the earth. And I wanted to play you this short clip of David Attenborough basically saying the usual stuff that he says. It only lasts a minute, but listen to this. Listen to this clown.
In the last 150 years, the world has warmed on average by just over 1 degree Celsius. And our atmosphere now contains concentrations of carbon dioxide that have not been equaled for millions of years. We are today perilously close to tipping points that once passed will send global temperatures spiraling catastrophically higher. If we continue on our current path, we will face the collapse of everything that gives us our security. Food production, access to fresh water, habitable ambient temperature, and ocean food chain. And if the natural world can no longer support the most basic of our needs, then much of the rest of civilization will quickly break down. Please make no mistake. Climate change is the biggest threat to security that modern humans have ever faced.
Well, with respect, Mr. Attenborough, I would suggest that you are one of the greatest threats to global security. Because everything you've just said there, I completely dispute. Do you notice the fact that he's talked about over the last 150 years? Oh, he's very particular in his time scale, isn't he? Oh, we've been warming up over the last 150 years. I wonder why that might be, David Attenborough. Might that be with anything to do with the fact that we came out of a little mini ice age? And after a mini ice age, you tend to warm up a bit? No. And he's talking about carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere being higher now than they were since millions of years. That's not factually correct. That's not factually correct. Again, CO2 levels in the atmosphere dropped in the 1700s, 1800s till almost extinction level events. Remember, contrary to what the likes of David Attenborough wants to tell you, CO2 is a gas of life. The more CO2 in the atmosphere, the better. The more plants thrive, the more, if you like, the lungs of this earth can breathe. But Attenborough doesn't want to tell you that. Instead, Attenborough is essentially a Malthusian. That's what these people are. They are basically all Malthusians. They basically see us, humanity, as a problem. And we're the people that are destroying this huge planet. Nothing could be further from the truth. And, you know, whilst people talk about, oh, David Attenborough, he's a national treasure. He's a national treasure. No, he's not. He's a pest, a national pest. And the BBC and others have elevated him to this near godlike status where he pronounces some things. I'm not even sure if he knows what he's talking about. Maybe he does and he's genuinely wicked, or maybe he doesn't and he's genuinely stupid. But either which way, I don't see why we should be paying any attention to him. None whatsoever. And of course, he's a good friend of the World Economic Forum. He's a good pal of King Charles. So he's a full-on globalist, I mean, as well. That's the other thing. And they undoubtedly are manipulating someone like him at the final part of his life, more than likely, to just advance their agenda. You know, I mean, he doesn't look great these days, but then he's, what, 91? Who does? But he is making these fictional claims about what's happening to the planet. Whereas you and I know that there has always been climate change. The Earth's climate has changed regardless of whether there's one human or whether there's 10 billion humans. the planet changes. Human contribution to climate change is scant, if any. And I would actually argue that even if there is human contribution to climate change, it's for the good. Because if we have increased the levels of CO2, that's what's necessary. So when they, plus the levels of CO2, as I might add, as we all know, are so tiny in the Earth's atmosphere that makes no difference anyway. We could double them. But no. Attenborough, he's putting out the usual thing. You know, this is the chance we have now to act. We've got to act now. Essentially, he's like a geriatric version of Greta Thunberg. That's basically who David Attenborough is. And it's only that he built up all those decades where he did wildlife programs where people thought it was fantastic. And he's done all the Blue Planet stuff and all that. Some of you may have watched that. I've watched some of it. I wouldn't watch a David Attenborough program anymore. And I'll tell you one reason I wouldn't watch David Attenborough's TV programs. I'm not sure how authentic or genuine some of the things that I'm being told and being shown are. I think they have admitted themselves they have manipulated things. I think everything about Attenborough is manipulated, and I certainly will pay no attention whatsoever to this ancient fraud.